sense.
Yeah.
Like it didn't give them somebody to eat them. We always had a lot of blacks with protein hungry. They would eat all of them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They'd eat a possum or they'd eat a coon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They could get it.
Now what about the pork that you would eat, cook, you know, with vegetables, peas or...
That was, what you're talking about was usually cured salt. It would be smoked meat to see.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What did you call that kind of meat?
Well, it'd be cured meat, a boiling meat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, much of the time, like I told you, they'd save the skin and the fat meat and cook vegetables with it. Give them the seasoning.
Right.
Taste.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
mm-hmm.
You didn't have, like, you didn't. That's what they wanted. They wanted that salty meat taste. And then, boy, it was salty. They put a lot of salt
mm-hmm,
on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pack it in pure brine. Then get it out, wash it, put pepper on it, and put a bunch of dope on it, keep flies off of it, and smoke it. We mm-hmm. had smoked it. Smoked it outside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Smoked the sausage.
Yeah.
You had the right kind of stuff like that. We're giving a taste, kind of a smoky taste. I also seen the cow meat done there. Make like when if you've got a good shea out of the beef club, cut it into long slices and overnight it's salted down in a bowl. And the next day get it up, put pepper on it and some other stuff, mostly pepper though. Hang it up with sealgrass. Strinkles and put it on a stick or smoke to keep flies on and dry. Ooh, it was good eating. We eat that for breakfast too. Fried a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It was out of this world taste. You could have eaten that without cooking. Anybody like that?
Right.
It doesn't have to be really cool. We usually sterilize it.
Right.
In a pan, like a greased pan, maybe hot.
Uh-huh.
It had a good taste.
Uh-huh.
It was smoke meat. Now some people dry it, some.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all I ever seen was cooked in was smoked. Smoked.
Mm-hmm. Now what would you put on it to keep the flies off?
Well, put a kind of a dope. I seen them make out of meal and syrup and stuff.
Oh,
on the hands and the cured meat.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a dope one. You get what they call the maggots, but you get skippers. You ever heard of a skipper?
Mm-mm.
There's a live bug would come out of it. I've seen them. You didn't see it so good. If you look close, you can see when you cut the meat. But he'd be down in it against the bone. And when you put it in the pan, it got hot, he'd skip out. They call him a skipper.
Oh, gosh. Now, I don't want to see any of those.
Anyway, they told a story about the guy. Can I tell it?
Go ahead.
He eat dinner somewhere with old man to a strange place. He said, did you notice all the skippers in them peas? The woman had cooked it. He said it was skippers in the peas. No, he didn't notice it. He thought it was pea eyes.
Oh,
they would look kind of like that, you know, a strange looking stuff in the peas. It was extra meat.
Yeah, a little extra protein there.
But they would get it in it. Then the meat would spoil. It would sour.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get short.
Make you
some
sick.
Some of them liked it. Some of them liked that short. I don't know. It was a kind of a sour taste.
Mm.
It was edible.
Didn't make you sick?
No. You can cook it for you. But some fella, I remember one cousin we had, you know, said he wanted it soup. So short, they called it. It was short, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat it with a spoon. It was hot.
Now, to go back to the bread, did you make loaves of bread?